Hello, everyone, and welcome to Compliance Week's latest podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to be talking about the difficulty U.S. companies can face when they are trying to comply with European privacy rules. Joining me today to talk about that is Mark Schreiber. Mark is a partner with the law firm of Edwards, Angel, Palmer & Dodge, and he specializes in privacy law. And he's also co-chair of the Privacy Issues Committee of the World Law Group. That is an international affiliation of large law firms that try to resolve these cross-border conflicts and get some good policies and best practices around them. For those who are not entirely familiar with it, the difficulty of cross-border compliance can be formidable for large companies, since U.S. law can sometimes obligate you to provide considerable information during a whistleblower investigation or some sort of a civil lawsuit. But at the same time, the European Union has very strict rules about what sort of personal data you can ship about their people over to the United States. So compliance officers can also always find themselves in a rather difficult position. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
And the first question I have is that we saw the EU Working Group on Privacy Issues just publish some new guidance and compliance guidelines for U.S. companies about this issue. What new clarity do these new rules and papers from the EU bring, and what key message should U.S. companies be taking from this latest pronouncement?
Both of those are very good questions. I'm not sure that this is so much new clarity as it is a vehicle that provides an analytical device, if you will, to analyze these issues from the U.S. side. The EC guidance that came out in mid-February 2009 identifies the different EU data protection norms that have to be considered when there is U.S. litigation or litigation holds, and also by implication when there are U.S. government investigations, although that wasn't specifically addressed. So the guidelines are helpful because it quantifies the elements or the characteristics that need to be looked at when you're amidst a piece of litigation, whether it's IP, contract, or otherwise that spans the boundaries with Europe. There's almost always e-discovery and electronic searches that go on by virtue of the U.S. rules, and sometimes when that overlaps into Europe, one has to figure out, can those searches be done? Can we collect that information in a particular European country, and or can we store it there or send it to the U.S. to be used in litigation? And if so, how? Do we need to anonymize it or cull it? What data protection or other cross-border transfer protocols do we need? So the EC Working Party Guidance is actually a pretty good document for looking at those issues. It doesn't resolve anything in and of itself, but it sets forth a format for analyzing the issues and going forward with a remedial or a compliant protocol.
Okay. Now, I, in fact, was going to ask how much can we, quote-unquote, trust this guidance that other national authorities in Europe will be following it. So is this guidance more a framework you're going to work within for each particular nation's data privacy rules, or are different nations in Europe still going to dance to their own tune on this? What can you tell us about that?
Both of your observations are true. One, it is a good framework, and a number of the data protection authorities who in fact comprise the working party group will follow these guidelines in terms of how to structure the issues. Second, a number of countries, France and Spain, often follow their own drummer or have particular additional rules regardless of what the working party says. So one has to keep in mind that this is guidance at the highest level. It is not an interpretation of any EU country's specific data protection law. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, all of the EU and the accession states have their own data protection statutes, some of which vary by country, some of which have additional obligations or reporting notifications or other specifications beyond the highest or the top level.
Okay. So on a practical level then, right now, should U.S. companies be changing their whistleblower or discovery litigation practices, or should they already have addressed these problems long ago?
Well, neither the whistleblower or the litigation discovery cross-border transfer are new issues, and a number of companies have already begun to put in place whistleblower protocols for either SOX or FCPA policies that are compliant with EU norms. Some companies are still in the process of doing that because it depends on what countries the company operates in. And the process of a new whistleblower scheme takes a while. It's still manageable, but it's going to be slightly different or narrowed from U.S. Reporting schemes. Litigation discovery and cross-border transfer of data in discovery is sort of the next level. I mean, we started out with employee data transfers for corporate purposes. We moved to whistleblower protocol implementation, and it's now been extended to litigation in responses to government investigations in terms of EU data protection compliance. Mm-hmm. So the short answer to your question is yes, U.S. companies should already have embarked on adjusting their whistleblower policy or procedure in Europe, and they should now be engaged in a similar kind of policy or procedure for litigation discovery that crosses borders. Put another way, when you go to do U.S.-style discovery in Europe and you do electronic or other email searches, and you have to deal with issues of notice to employees, access and correction rights, storage of data rights, periods for elimination of data, how and under what circumstances you can transfer the data to the U.S. or whether you're going to anonymize or cull it. All of those are issues that now ought to pop up at the immediate level or the checklist level of when you're doing U.S. discovery. Mm-hmm. I think the time has passed where U.S. companies or multinational companies can ignore EU norms, and it's now becoming, I think, not merely a best practice, it is becoming a routinized practice or a professional obligation to address those issues in cross-border discovery.
We have one or two extra minutes here, so I wanted to ask one last question, if I can. Just, do we have a sense of how vigorously EU authorities or national authorities within the EU, how vigorously are they enforcing these possible violations of this? Because many companies are going to wind up in this situation and might not know what to do, but what is the attitude about enforcement from EU regulators?
It varies by country. Some countries, like Spain, have much higher fines in the hundreds of thousands of euros than do other countries. The problem is you never know when you're going to be hit or when it will be discovered. And so while enforcement may be lax in some EU countries, some of it has escalated and taken on a higher tenor in the last several years. We know that. And nobody wants to be on the taking end of it, particularly on the reputational side, regardless of the amount of the fine. So almost every month we read in the journals of one data protection authority or another fining some large company for their data practices not being compliant with EU obligations. At the same time, I think there's also a larger compliance issue, which is these are the laws of those countries. U.S. multinationals operate there, and comply with other laws to the extent appropriate and that can be done. These laws are not impossible to address. They simply take some time, effort, and energy, and they are manageable. If the company spends the time on it, they will be able to come up with protocols that satisfy most, if not all, of these obligations and at least substantially comply with those duties.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have this week, Mark.
But, sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate all of your information.
My pleasure.
And again, everybody, our guest has been Mark Schreiber, who is a partner with the law firm Edwards, Angel, Palmer, and Dodge.
In Boston,
along with Compliance Week. He has been talking with us about data privacy challenges in the EU and the United States. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and I'd like to thank everybody for listening. That's all for this podcast, and we will be back next week.